104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go, and it is time.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time for Coffee with Kane, and today's guest is going to be Melanie Sanders. Now, you don't recognize her name. That's okay. You don't have to. By the way, Coffee with Kane is powered by Scooters in Farmington. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I've probably had too much coffee today. Anyway, Melanie Sanders is the founder of the We Do Not Care Club. It started on TikTok. She's expanded to all the social media platforms. And her very viral WDNC content captures the chaos that is perimenopause, menopause, midlife in general, motherhood, real life. And she was named 2025 Creator of the Year by People Magazine. She's such a sweet lady online. I'm excited to get to talk to her because I can relate to the things that she says. And I think that you will relate to her as well. In fact, I want to play for you. I'm going to turn down this music. I want to play for you a little snippet. And this is kind of a special edition of the We Do Not Care Club posts. Usually it's just women complaining about all the things they hate about everyone who is in their household or all the things that society expects of us. But this time she got a little deeper.
Hello and welcome to all new and existing members of the We Do Not Care Club. I started this club for all women in perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. We are putting the world on notice that we simply just do not care much anymore. Sisters, I just want to remind you, no matter where you are in your journey, we don't always have to be strong. Sometimes strength is letting go, breaking down, and beginning again. You are not alone, and you are enough. I know these announcements are a little bit different from our normal announcements, but I've talked to so many of my sisters, and many of us are hurting. Sisters, you have to know that you are not alone in how you feel. So many of us are going through. We have to stand strong together, and that is the reason for the We Do Not Care Club. So to conclude, for all new and existing members of the We Do Not Care Club, please put what you do not care about today in the comments so that we can add those to our list. Thank you.
So one of the things that I think is happening with Melanie is she's starting to realize the power that her platform has given her. And man, you should have seen her on Drew Barrymore, but I'm going to try to keep it a little lighter because I don't want to make her cry. I have a habit of doing that. Anyway, so we're just waiting on a phone call from Melanie, and as soon as the phone rings, we'll chat with her again. Coffee with Kane every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock is brought to you by Scooters in Farmington. Scooters. Ah, yes. Okay, here we go. Good morning. This is Audra.
Hey, Audra. It's Bill. We've got Melanie Sanders for you.
Thank you.
Hold on. I'm going to put her right on. Be right back. All right, Audra, here is Melanie Sanders. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Melanie. It's so good to talk to you this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so number one, big fan. Okay. Number two, number two, so excited to get to chat with you because I have been dreaming of this moment since May the 13th, 2025, when I liked your very second post on TikTok about the We Do Not Care Club. For anyone listening right now, we have Melanie Sanders of the what do you call yourself? The president, the CEO of the We Do Not Care Club?
The founder, the founding member.
Yes, I like that. The founder of the We Do Not Care Club. And I, honestly, you are speaking straight into the hearts of a lot of women. How did this all start?
It started on May 13th in my car. I had recently discovered I was in perimenopause, and I was at capacity. I was at capacity. I was looked at myself in the rearview mirror as I sat in my car. I was a hot mess that day, very unstructured. And I said, Melanie, you simply just do not care much anymore. And I've been a social media influencer for 3.5 years at that point. And I said, you know what, let me hit record and see, does anyone understand? And maybe we could start a club called the We Do Not Care Club. And here we are 8 months later, over 6 million women have began to follow me.
I absolutely love the idea of not just empowering women, because you are, but something else I think that you're doing is giving them the ability to just be themselves, because that's all you wanted, right?
That's all I wanted. And just, and to take the pressure off, you know how, like, it is so, we put so much additional pressure on ourselves that I don't even think that we're conscious of it half the time. You know, it could be from what should I wear today, or no, I can't wear that because, you know, it makes me look this way, or I just wore that and someone might see me, or it's just, everything is just pressure. But once your body, once you hit midlife and your body starts to change, you can't handle all of that. You lose your mind at some point if we continuously put that pressure on ourselves.
Agreed. Okay, so I have to tell you, I've been in radio since 1988, and the pressure to look perfect, act perfect, to be perfect is there. Now, I don't so much have the look perfect part because I'm not on TV. So when social media came up, you know, it's like you have to sit. So I lean on filters. I don't care.
Yeah. You know what? For me, I just say, whatever it is you do, do it because that's what you want to do. Like, I show up as Melanie every single day, and I purposely do my videos where it looks as though I don't care, because I honestly don't. When I want to, then I will, but that lies within.
Yes.
You know, so if you want to do something because you want to do it because you want to do it, not because I can't let anyone see me without makeup. No, in my mind and in my heart, it is so liberating to just say that I am enough just the way that I am. Anything additional or anything we want to take away, that's because I want to, not because I have to.
So who has surprised you the most about wanting to become a member of the We Do Not Care Club? Because I've watched some videos and I'm like, oh my gosh, is that so-and-so? It is. Who has been the person you're like, yes?
Yeah, you know, it's so many celebrities that follow me. I, you know, speak openly, like Halle Berry has been one of my, I would say like a mentor to me, just as once we got in communication with each other. I'm like, all right, I'm not, is this AI? You know, is this really Halle Berry? Like, you know, this is a little different. Yeah. But it also just goes to show you, like, many of the sisters that I have talked to, you know, celebrity, non-celebrity, like, we're all in this together. We're all going through it, no matter your race, religion, you know, economics, that nobody cares. It's just, we're going through and we need to support each other in this.
Absolutely. Have you had to do any extra research? Because you wrote, there's a line in the book that I just saw it this morning. Right now, 75 million women in the U.S. are in perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. And as you said, that's a lot of sisters, and that's just in America. So have you had to kind of dive in with some research into menopause?
You mean as it relates to the book, or just in general?
You know, both. I think in both, because I think a lot of people are asking you questions, but you're also answering them with your book.
Yeah, and you know, I always say that I am not a medical expert. I what I like to do is be able to share my experiences, and of course, if something is cited, we make sure that is, you know, accurate. But as it relates to, like, for instance, on my tour, I just did the 8-city tour. I had doctors, and the joke was, like, I had Dr. Mary Claire Haver, Dr. Sharon Malone, Dr. Jackie Walters in each one of my stops. And I told my sisters, I said, y'all go ahead and get your questions ready. This way we can avoid them copays and deductibles. Yes. Let's ask all the questions now.
Absolutely. I love it. There are so many parts of the book that are hilarious because we can all relate. Wait, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, because we all lose our train of thought. And how many times during the day do you say, where is my phone?
Too many to count. It's so funny. I was on Drew Barrymore last week, and I remember as she was talking to me, here I am in this live studio audience. I'm on Drew Barrymore's couch, and I, you know, Drew always has you like real nice and comfy and cozy.
Yeah.
And I looked, she was talking to me, and I looked down at my ankles and realized I didn't have on any lotion. And when I tell you that brain fog was so real, I don't even want to go back and look at that. I haven't even looked at my segment. I don't know what I said.
Oh, you are such a, I have been following you since day one on TikTok. I absolutely love your content, love your message of love yourself. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I would keep you on here for an hour if I absolutely could. But I tell you, I have been dreaming of the moment that I could get you on the radio because we have some mutuals on TikTok and I can't always get people to respond to me. But Melanie Sanders, what a joy even to get to talk to you just for a few minutes here on Morning Go and B104.3.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me.
You bet. The official We Do Not Care Club handbook is out now. Melanie Sanders, thanks for chatting with us. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Roger.
Melanie Sanders. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. I'm kind of mad at myself. I did not get to a lot of the questions that I really wanted to ask her. But one of the things I really wanted to say to her was, I don't mind her getting famous from TikTok. There's a lot of people that are famous from social media, but when it's someone who's real and genuine, who actually cares about people, I don't mind it. I ain't mad, bro. I ain't mad. Anyway, so I will post this entire interview up on Coffee with Kane on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find that on my page on our website. Go to b104fm.com/Audra, A-U-D-R-A. Coffee with Kane. It's brought to you by Scooters in Farmington.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!